Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sheriff's deputies respond to a call from a grandmother on Manzanita Way in Redway Monday evening when she told them that her daughter, 39-year-old Sarah Klein, and the mother of an 8-year-old son had come to her home and after a brief altercation left the residence with the child. The grandmother, the legal guardian of the child, then called 911 to report the incident, and immediately a Be on the Lookout alert was issued to local and state law enforcement agencies. The information was limited to law enforcement because they feared Klein would flee the state if she got wind of the alert. Deputies, along with CHP units, began the search for Klein's car. The first report proved to be fruitless after officers responded to a location on Redwood Drive. But further search located Klein's vehicle parked in a hotel parking lot. Officers went to the room where Klein was staying, found her and the child. The boy was returned to the grandmother, and Klein was booked into county jail on child abduction and burglary charges. Reporter Dan Squire has an update on the County of Humboldt's progress with the general plan update. Here's Dan with more.
The Board of Supervisors will hold its next general plan update meeting on November 5th, and a discussion continues about amending the document that has been decades in the works. Supervisor Virginia Bass, who initially thought the process had dragged on too long, has changed her mind now that she's in the thick of the discussion.
While some folks have been really frustrated that it's been slow going recently, or it felt like it was going in circles, I think that after the last two meetings, we were able to finally have some more in-depth conversations about some of the individual items. Now, 2 years ago, I just said it needs, I think Ryan and I were both saying it's been too long, it needs to be done. But at the same time, we're finding that our job isn't to rubber stamp something. It's really to look at, things in specifics.
Supervisor Bass went on to add that with Estelle Fennell joining the board in January, another member will need to be brought up to speed.
Some people think that the framework plan is just perfectly fine, and other than it needs a few tweaks for state law. But when you look at it, even if you tweak for the state laws, there are parts of it that I think would be antiquated and that...
The general plan meetings are open to the public and take place in board chambers.
Thanks, Dan. Brookings, Oregon police are investigating whether or not an incident was a prank gone wrong or an attempted kidnapping. Police report that the parents of an 11-year-old girl told them she was walking on Easy Street Tuesday afternoon when a dark blue 1990s model Ford Crown Victoria pulled up next to her and stopped. The girl said a male driver got out, walked around the back of the vehicle, opened the back door, and told her to get in. The girl also reported that both the male and the passenger, suspected to be a female, were wearing ski masks covering their faces. The girl refused and fled on foot. Police believe it may have been a Halloween prank done in poor taste and are asking for two people to come forward and clear the air. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The County of Humboldt is pleased to announce that Nextdoor, the first social networking website for neighborhoods, is now available to residents in many communities across Humboldt County. Residents can use Nextdoor to create websites for their neighborhood where they can get to know their neighbors, share information, and exchange local advice and recommendations. Topics of discussion on Nextdoor are as varied as local events, school activities, plumber and babysitter recommendations, disaster preparedness, and more. Many features found on the websites like Facebook and Craigslist are also offered through Nextdoor, but they're provided through a safer, more secure network, as residents must first verify their home address before joining the neighborhood's website, and the information that is shared can only be accessed by residents who have accounts and live within the neighborhood. The county and Nextdoor have set up 25 different neighborhoods. To date, 11 neighborhoods have established a website. Those interested in joining the neighborhood's Nextdoor website can visit Nextdoor.com to see if the website is available in their area. Humboldt Bay Fire announced a pet first aid and CPR course. It's designed to teach students useful skills for caring for their pet during a wide range of pet-related emergencies. The program concentrates on basic emergency care, as well as some common illnesses and other problems. The course is Saturday, November 17th from 8 to noon at the headquarters classroom at 5th and C Streets, Eureka. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.